And we continue on our final coaches' corners of the 2025 football season. Blake Cripps here again, filling in for Alex Benzagala today. And today we are with Jeff Slater, the head football coach for the Burlingame Bearcats. Bearcats going into the postseason. They'll be playing on Thursday this week, coming off of a defeat against Rural Vista. Coach, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. It's been a good season. We appreciate you guys. We're excited for, you know, it's bracket play this week. It's win or go home. So we're excited about the opportunity that we have here Thursday.
Hey, the Bearcats have been great in high leverage situations for a long time under you. I know you would have liked to gotten into the postseason on a higher note, but in your mind, looking back at the Rural Vista game, what are the things that you wish you guys could have done a little bit differently in that one that may have changed the outcome?
Yeah, we just fell short. You know, to me, especially on the offensive side of the ball, our execution it simply wasn't good enough to win. I thought on the defensive side of the ball, we played great, honestly. I think we could tackle a little bit better, but we did some really nice things. We got a couple stops. We got a couple turnovers. I thought defensively we did some things necessary to give ourselves a chance to win. But on offense, you know, just poor execution, poor play calling, poor coaching. I mean, it was kind of just everybody kind of chipped in on that. And that's kind of the focus moving forward this week is we got to clean some things up. You know, there was too many things where, you know, whether we're taking the step with the wrong foot, we're going to the wrong guy, we're not going to the guy we need to be going to. Whatever it may be, it just wasn't great execution. And when you're playing against good teams and those things are happening, you know, typically things don't go your way. And that's kind of what you saw as Rural Vista took advantage of it. You know, we got stuffed on the goal line twice, you know, left two scores off the board. I mean, those things just simply can't happen in a district championship type game on the road. So, you know, we want to be prepared for those moments if they show up this week and execute at a higher level to give ourselves a better chance.
Coach, it's been pretty atypical for you guys to not do that this year. You've gotten over 50 points in three games. You had a three-game winning streak going in with wins over Center, Lebo, and Hartford. When your offense has been clicking, is it just a matter of executing in those high-leverage red zone situations? Or is there maybe something else that you guys had been doing? Because the offense had been rolling going into the bye week.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, Rovis is a quality opponent. You know, and when you get against those top echelon teams, like, they're not going to give you anything. They're not going to beat themselves. And so you need to execute. Sometimes, you know, some of the mistakes we've been trying to address for – you know, 4 or 5 weeks, and they're still kind of popping up on film, and we're not able to clean them up. And that's probably the most frustrating thing is we want to try to clean those things up in practice, and they're still showing up on the game. So we got to do a better job of coaching it throughout the week, make sure our kids, you know, are on the same page. You know, when we execute at a high level, we're pretty daggum good. We've had some success, and when we don't execute, in our three losses this year, when you don't execute, good teams take advantage of that. And that's kind of what's happened. It happened against Madison. It happened against Reno County. And it happened against Rural Vista. And, you know, as we are in the playoffs now, is each round you go further and further, the competition gets better and better. And so if you're not cleaning those things up, good teams will take advantage of it. So it's definitely a point of emphasis. We're a short week of practice. We've got to get it figured out. Because when we do, we're pretty good, and we give ourselves a really good chance to win.
And certainly you'll have a chance to win as you take on Waverly. This is a team you happen to have played already this year, a 52-0 win for you there in week two. Now, obviously, you don't want your guys to focus too much on that because Waverly's going to come in and give you their best effort, but obviously you really executed that game. What went so well for you that game, and how do you try to duplicate that here in the playoffs where obviously it's a much different atmosphere in the survive and advance portion of your season?
Yeah. Honestly, looking back, I probably think our execution offensively and defensively was probably that Waverly game may have been the best we've played all year. And we really haven't been able to tap back into that consistently week in and week out. And so, You know, would I love to match that energy and that execution from week two? Absolutely. Do I think Waverly's going to come in here and play a lot better than they did that week? 100%. Waverly's grown a lot. They've gotten some key players healthy. They're well coached. He's going to really challenge them to show their pride, show their fight, you know, and compete a little bit harder than they did week two. And so, like, with all those things, and any coach knows, and this is kind of what you try to get across to your kids, you know, playing a team two, three times during the season, you know, it's always tougher that second time around. They're more prepared. We're both familiar with each other. And so I fully expect it to be, you know, a four-quarter game, a tougher game. Waverly has great tradition and great pride in their program, and I expect their coaches to really challenge them and spill their toughness and guts on the football field and fight for their season just like we are. You know, it's win or go home. And we want to be playing our best, you know, because I think it's needed this time of year.
Jeff Slater, the head football coach for the Bearcats. Coach, really appreciate it. They are hosting on Thursday for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Best of luck to you and the Cats the rest of the way, Coach.
Thank you. Go Bearcats.
And our Burlingame Coach's Corner all season long has been brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and Next Tech Wireless. Right here on Country 101.7, today's best country.